The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, welcome, folks. Good morning to you. Good afternoon. I need a little help on meditation theme. So crowdsourced, I see renunciation and generosity, and maybe we'll orient around that. So yeah, it's good to be practicing with you, and let's be still together. We never put down anything which brings genuine happiness. But we practice putting down everything that does not. In other words, we find what we want. We find more and more freedom amidst restriction. So what can we put down in order to arrive here more fully? And the gesture is not of putting down, is not to one of forcefully throwing something away, ripping something from our grasp. It's a kind of unclenching of the fist, relaxing. recognizing that something was held in place by holding on. We practice putting down the anxious project of our life. It's not to say that we don't have much to tend to. But for right now, we lay down greed and distress with respect to the world. Basic instruction from the Satipatthana. And that doesn't mean we stop feeling aversion and grasping. It's just that we give up the illusion that aversion and grasping can ever work out just how we envision. And so we breathe and relax and absorb whatever backlash there is in letting go. Feels like each moment is bound into a trajectory towards something good, something not good. It's our job to mold and direct it. In renouncing some measure of control, we stop imagining where this moment leads, what it means for the project, my life. And use it as a kind of invitation. To let go. It's said that ownership is a node around which greed and hatred coagulate. So we keep letting go. As the territoriality of the mind and self starts to soften, we are reborn into a world of gratitude and generosity. In other words, in the wake of letting go, a million forms of goodness are a cause to rejoice. We enter our life with gift-bestowing hands. As we drain the egoic pressure from our mind, we create less defensiveness in others. And warmth and goodwill. Generosity and gratitude flows more and more naturally. Deep ties between letting go and love. When the grip is softened, the territoriality of the mind is softened. Life becomes gift. Sean McDonald's, like this breath is Dana, Dana. Your body, Dana. Their life, whatever's left of it, it's Dana. And we receive it with a kind of heart-breakingly poignant gratitude.